Hi, good afternoon, and good afternoon to all listeners. Yeah, that's correct, and that really dense, significant plume is actually right over the island as we speak, and it's a lot darker than we anticipated outside. It's not as dark as the one yesterday at 3:30, but it's almost lights out across the island. The only difference is that it's actually stretched further south across the island than we anticipated. So not only north, central, but also now the southern section of the island is really dark. Just to give your viewers some kind of idea as to how long this will last, it should start to lighten up in about 20 minutes or so. And then previously, just before the plume came in, you might just see the effects of barely seeing the sun or so. But it's going to lighten up in a few minutes. Ash fall is still continuing. With this plume coming in now, it's probably going to increase. But I should also mention the winds have picked up a little bit in the lower levels, and this is causing a lot of blowing ash from the surface. That's really fine and loose ashes, particularly in areas that didn't have much rain, that didn't cause the ash to stick. The wind is now picking the ash up and blowing it. We have seen it as high as 100 feet, blowing across in some sections here from the airport. So this is going to cause, it's going to be a real annoyance. So those of you residents need to be very careful. We are look out for blowing ash as it can come through your windows and stuff like that. So you need to be very mindful of that, especially now the winds have increased. So this is going to cause greater accumulation of the size of homes in the patios and stuff. Now it's being whipped up. Very careful with your eyes. Make sure you have protection. If you have to move about outside, please avoid going outside if you can. For motorists, this is even going to be more hazardous now that you have blowing ash. The wind's going to pick it up and make driving on the roads even more difficult. And even as the vehicles pick up the ash, the blowing winds will now kick up ash, take it further down highways and roads. This is going to be significantly reduced. The shower activity across the island has decreased, we forecast, but like I said, it could increase again in mid this afternoon. So just be mindful of that. That could be a positive factor in that it might help keep the ash down when the wind is blowing, but then it's negative in respect that it can cause the ash to then pile up and clog drains, etc.